game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
The Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is February 18th, 2016. Slim, I got the date right on the first try this time. I practiced.
Even the year right. Wow.
I know. That was impressive. I've missed you.
Yeah, impressive. Maybe that's a stretch. But yeah, it's good. Thumbs up.
I've missed you, Slim.
Yeah, it's been like a week.
I know. Is the All-Star break too long?
It's longer than most now, right? It's all like a full week.
Yeah, full week. I thought I remember back in the day it was like 3 days.
Yeah, it used to be a couple days. No, I don't mind it being this long. It's so good for some of these guys with these little nicks and cuts.
With nagging injuries.
Yeah, there's gonna be a bunch of guys coming back that, you know, were out right before the break.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of nagging injuries, if you watch the Chapel Hill game, Chapel Hill fans are just like, what happened? Oh, so dumb.
No, I didn't see that one.
It was on past your bedtime, Slim.
I have been paying attention to that Duke freshman, though.
Yeah, Ingram, he is full length. Full length. I was going to say lank. He's so lanky. He's the lankiest, I don't know. It's like John Henson as a small forward.
Okay. Guy's going to be drafted top five, I'm pretty sure.
He needs some meat on the bones. Although, you know, I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but he's a freshman, and he's, like, full tatted up everywhere.
Yeah. Remember when LeBron was being shown in the high school games, and he had to cover all that up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He had full, like, sweater, like, sweatpants on when he used to play in high school, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same for this kid. I mean, it's probably fine, but, you know, I'd like to get someone to shoot me an estimate of how much ink he has. Just saying.
And a dollar amount that is not paid for by Duke boosters?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, maybe Mike Krzyzewski owns a tattoo parlor.
Okay. That makes... No, it doesn't.
You know, maybe schools should get, like, their own internal tattoo parlor. You know, like Oregon, I remember seeing pictures of their football thing, and it's just, like, a resort of football stuff. And they had, like, barber seats and all that stuff. Maybe you just put a little tattoo parlor in your own facility.
Yeah, I guess if you call it free, then there's no NCAA rules violation.
Yeah, exactly. I think I may have just stumbled upon a great idea here.
Yes, come to Duke. We'll give you free tattoos.
Yeah, think of how much this would have saved Ohio State and all their football players.
Oh, man.
Jim Tressel might still have his job.
Might still be there, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. See, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes around the NBA since our last show as we near the trade deadline this afternoon. Man, that came up quick. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid, in which JB will probably look stupid because I forgot to pick things. Going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then we're going to wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, I think either of us could have been defensive MVP of the All-Star game.
It wouldn't have taken... What was the final score? It was 190-something to... It was crazy. I watched a little bit of the beginning just to see everyone passing to Kobe, but... Yeah, it kind of got boring quickly. It's not really basketball. It's something else.
It's alley-oop fest.
Yeah, it's got its entertaining moments. If I was there, it would have been fun.
Yeah, it's not the worst, but it wasn't the best. And good job to, commenter named P-Nice. I think he just made that commenter name just so he'd have to say it on the podcast.
Yeah, I was pretty sure it rhymed with Enos, but okay.
The female form of P nephew got the All-Star game 30-point challenge right with Westbrook. So that was a good time. I thought that was a fun 30-point challenge.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. I have an idea though for the slam dunk contest.
All right.
How about we do it like a game of horse? Then we'll really know who's winning, because if you can't do the other guy's dunk, then you're just not as good as him.
The problem with that is these dudes are practicing those dunks so much.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Levine is practicing jumping from the foul line.
No, but
I think that just kind of comes naturally.
Have Levine do the mascot stuff?
No, hey, it'd be entertaining. It's you know, watching a train wreck, but it's entertaining.
Someone's gonna get hurt.
Yeah, that mascot is, I fear for his safety.
You know, I went back and listened to part of our show, and we had no reason to be worried, but both of us were like, Chris Bosh, minor calf strain. No worries.
Yeah, I didn't know there was going to be another blood clot.
Yeah, so I just brought the show way down with that.
Yeah, it is sell if they'll give you anything for him.
So this is the second two in a row now.
The last one took 6 months worth of blood thinners, and he just started.
Yeah, how much are you worried about his career now?
Yeah, it's over 30. What is he, 31, 32? Just signed that max deal in the last offseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
It's like Brandon Roy.
Well, Roy was retired at 27. It's a little different.
Well, I mean, Bosch is still... I mean, 31 isn't exactly, you know... I don't know. He's not exactly Amari Stoudemire out there.
I think Amari's about 31, too.
Is he really?
It's weird. Some players age so much faster than others.
He's not Tayshaun Prince out there. Is that better?
No. That's something else to get to later on, though. Yeah, I'm worried about Bosch. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, if this is a long-term, you know, for his career kind of thing, the Heat as an organization are devastated.
Yeah. Are you devastated as a Heat fan?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. If they get Ryan Anderson, that'll help so much.
Yeah, well, let's start with Ryan Anderson then. He's likely to be dealt, not surprising to figure why, because the Pelicans are awful. Does he boost in value at all if he goes to the Heat, or does he stay about the same?
Well, with no Bosh, the 30 minutes have to be there every night. There's just nobody else to play. So, yeah, I imagine it would get a slight uptick.
Do you think, say...
There's a lot of usage out of Bosh. He shoots a lot of shots.
That's true. What about Dragic? Because I saw a couple comments about him, and I'm like, hey, with this Bosh thing, Dragic should get more touches.
I mean, not a ton. You know, Bosh was the guy that finished the shots, and Dragic was the guy that starts them. I don't see too much changing with Dragic's numbers. Maybe he scores an extra couple of points just because, you know, someone's got to take some more shots. But the assist numbers, I don't really see that changing.
All right. To trades that have actually happened. The biggest one so far is probably the Magic Pistons trade. The Magic pick up guys on the last year of their deals, I believe. I think Ersan was on last year. Anyway, they get Ersan Ilyasova and Brandon Jennings. And the Pistons get Tobias Harris. Interesting trade.
Yeah, the 22-year-old Tobias Harris.
Yeah, but so the Magic just apparently want to wash their hands of Tobias Harris in that contract they gave him.
That's what I'm thinking. It was 4 years, 64.
That's more than Monta Ellis.
That's a lot more. Yeah, it's $16 million a year. And he just started. This was the first year of it. So, yeah, I think this is them afraid of the ankle and saying we need to get out of this before we can't get out of it.
Yeah. So Tobias, Stan Van said Tobias is going to come off the bench the first three games he's there to ease him in. Now, he is coming off an injury, too. So, but beyond.
That won't last.
Yeah. I was about to say, beyond that, I mean, he's going to start.
Yep. Yeah, I imagine he's the power forward, and Morris stays small forward.
Yeah.
And we expect KCP to be back, so that should help with, what's his name?
It's going to hurt Stanjo a lot.
Yeah. Well, KCP hurt Stanley. I mean, there's nowhere.
Well, that's true, but Stanjo was playing, like, he would amp it up to 30 minutes a game sometimes if the matchup fit, and Ilyasova would only play, like, 20, 25.
Yeah, I assume Tobias's minutes will be consistent.
Yeah.
Especially because it's Van Gundy. Van Gundy likes to play his starters. If he had the choice, he'd play them all the entire game.
So does Tobias get an uptick in value here?
Anyone moving away from Skiles gets an uptick in value. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is Tobias back in that, 50 to 60 range where we kind of drafted him?
Maybe not quite. I think the scoring probably goes up a tick, but I don't think he's still not going to be a good steals blocks guy. He's kind of a metrics guy with 2% plus relatively low turnovers. Not a lot.
Right.
It's hard to call him top 50 when he can't get one steal, one block.
The Magic side, I don't even know what to make of this. So let's start with Ilyasova. Is he going to start at the four, we think? And what does this do to Aaron Gordon?
Yeah, I hope Ilyasova doesn't start. Gordon starts at power forward and Fournier starts at the three. That would be my ideal lineup.
I think so too, yeah.
And now with Jennings in the mix, you don't need to play Fournier as a guard at all. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping happens. But this is Skiles we're talking about, so Jennings is going to play 30 minutes next game.
Yeah, RotoWorld's depth chart right now has both Brandon Jennings and Ilyasova as bench players. How much does this hurt Elfrid as well?
I don't think Jennings is really that good of a player, so I'm going to go not a whole lot. I mean, the problem isn't Elfrid. The problem is Skiles.
Yeah, that's true.
There's just going to be inconsistencies around.
So you think both Jennings and Ersan are second unit guys and not worth owning?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think every once in a while they'll hit 30 minutes and they'll get added, but next game they'll hit sub-20 and be dropped by the same person.
Yeah. Does Brandon Jennings ever go into the season starting as a point guard in the NBA again?
What is he, 28 maybe? That's just a guess.
Yeah, he's not super old, but then again he did come in early.
I mean, he'd have to come back.
Oh, wow. He's only 26. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Oh, okay. That's younger than I thought.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. He came out real early.
Yeah, he did the go overseas and then...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to go through the options of who could possibly start him. I don't know. If I was a betting man in a dynasty, I would want no part of this.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. Another trade. The Hornets get Courtney Lee, and this was a three-team trade, right? Because I got confused with it.
I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
Yeah, or at least these trades happened in rapid succession. But let's start with the Hornets getting Courtney Lee. I think it's a really good fit for them.
For the Hornets, yeah. I mean, they got rid of Harrison, so you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Courtney Lee starts. I assume he does about the same he did in Memphis.
It's already been said that he's going to start.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, the Hornets are a much faster-paced team than the Grizzlies.
Okay.
I don't know. I think this is a good fit. Yeah, Jeremy Lin is going to cut into some minutes here and there, but... I think they, a knock on Lin has always been his defense, and Lee's a good defender.
Yeah, he's okay. The age is getting up there a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's low end, what is it, like 10-2-2 with a steal and a three, something like that?
I think he could amp that up to, 13 points a game with maybe a 3.5.
Okay, I mean, we still got Lamb coming off the bench doing something, I assume.
Yeah, he's frustrating to figure out as his REL owner. He, his per minutes in some games is just like absurd, and then he just disappears others.
You know, I don't really know how much Courtney Lee's going to have the ball in his hands. I mean, both Kemba and Batum are point guards, basically.
Oh, sure. I mean, Lee's not going to get any assists, but I think those two guys, I mean, that's going to be moving the offense along a lot quicker than, you know, Mike Conley and Matt Barnes. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that Memphis is the slowest team in the league.
Yeah, so.
Don't fact check that. No, I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
You know,
I mean, they could probably beat Dallas players in a sprint, maybe. But no, they're 80 something points a game. Yeah, maybe it's a little better, but only points. I don't see any other stat getting better.
You know what? I feel like I like Courtney Lee more than you, Slim. Let's know halftime this. What do you say?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to pick Courtney Lee. Find me a good comparable point guard that you would take over Courtney Lee. Looks like Courtney Lee's playing tomorrow night against the Wolves. Wow, brain fart there.
Okay, I'll take Zach LaVine. Is that not fair?
Also, I'm not sure. How about Alfred? I'll take Alfred. I think Brandon Jennings might cut in more than you think. Alfred plays tomorrow against
Dallas,
yeah.
Probably not game one. So yeah, I'll take that.
All right, there we go. I'm taking Courtney Lee. You're taking Alfred Payton. Both play tomorrow. I am going to invite the Razzball League here. There we go. Make it for $5. Create challenge. So if you follow me on Twitter at JB Gilpin, you can see this challenge on there. Download the No Halftime app now out of the App Store. When you set up your profile, put in promo code Razz, RAZZ, all caps. You get $5 free. Slim, what would you do with $5 free?
I'm going to the strip club. No, I'm not.
What would you do if you
wouldn't even get into the strip club with $5?
Well, if you win and get $10, then what do you do?
Oh, yeah, and I'm making it rain on the bouncer before he kicks me out.
And then if you turn that into $20,
oh man, I might even get an Uber ride home. I mean, to the hospital after getting beat up by the bouncer.
So, get the No Halftime app now. All major sports are on there. If you're a hockey fan, that's going on now. They'll obviously have a ton of MLB stuff. Get the app now. One-on-one DFS challenges with your friends or with us at Razzball. It's a ton of fun. No Halftime. Get it now. All right. With this Courtney Lee trade, Memphis got junk, right?
Birdman is so over the hill. I can't imagine he gets... He might actually start, though. That's the thing.
You think... that's true, because of the center stuff.
Yeah, I imagine he starts and gets sub-20 minutes.
And then Brandon Wright gets sub-20 minutes, and then Ryan Hollins and Jermichael Green get scraps.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
Man.
Yep, I picked up Jermichael in the REL. Looks like I'm moving on after this.
Is Birdman worth owning in the REL?
Nah. Sub-20 minutes of maybe 2 or 3 points, 4 or 5 boards, and a half a block. Nah, I'll pass.
All right.
And there's no upside for 30 minutes there. Absolutely none.
What is Hairston going to do? He's just going to be... Like, what is Courtney Lee's contract? I'm going to SPO track that real quick, because it seems like they didn't really get anything.
Yeah, there was no real guard coming back. I imagine that... I imagine Tony Allen plays the guard. I guess. See, that's the tough one. Who starts now, Green or that other guy?
PJ Harrison.
No. Harrison's not going to start. I wouldn't be surprised if Harrison doesn't get off the bench.
And Matt Barnes.
Yeah, one of them has to start at small forward now.
Yeah, this is the last year of Courtney Lee's deal. I don't understand why you trade him for players that aren't really going to play. I guess they figured getting Birdman was worth having a center depth for a guy they're not keeping. I don't know. It's kind of a weird trade.
Well, it's so low end. No one actually is going to win an extra game because of this.
Yeah. And then someone got some second round picks. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was Memphis, and they just figured maybe they'll get a little depth.
And the Heat get Brian Roberts. Yeah. Is he better than Oudre? Yeah, they're the same player, I think.
Yeah.
I guess Roberts is a little better scorer.
Wow, the Grizzlies, never mind. They got 4 second round picks in this.
Okay, that's something.
Well, you know, one of those turns into anything.
Yeah. I mean, Hairston's 23, I think.
Yeah, but he's only on a 1-year deal, too.
Yeah, they deny they...
Or he's on the last year of a 2-year deal or something like that.
No, he was going to be a restricted free agent next year, and they declined the offer.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens when you trade teams, if they can rescind that or not. I don't know.
We're getting into some real minutia here. I think that's pretty much it on that trade. I mean, anything else?
No. I mean, if Tyler Johnson was healthy, this trade never happens.
That's a good point. All right, so that's pretty much the trades that have actually happened. So now we get to go into possibilities. Little role play, Slim.
Oh, man. I'm still sore from last time.
So Dwight Howard, his trade is looking more and more like a possibility. All of this is rumors, though. We get to talk about rumors. This is what happened.
Who would actually take him?
Well, this is what happens when the NBA's off for a full week. Everyone just starts throwing rumors around.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
What was the big one? The Hornets, they could take him. They need a center. They were going to the playoffs.
Hornets, is now Jefferson about to come back?
Yeah, but who knows like how healthy he's going to be.
Well, the problem is Houston is going to want actual, like, value back, which I don't think any team is going to do.
They could give him Al Jefferson.
I bet Dwight goes nowhere.
Think so?
Yep. I don't even know if that's if Hornets even get better by doing that.
They get healthier for now.
Yeah. Their free throw percent plummets.
Sure.
I mean, they can't play next to each other. Absolutely no way.
No, I think to make the numbers work, they'd have to give Jefferson to the Rockets.
Yeah, I this would only happen if, like, Dwight was in the last year, and there's so much contract stuff going on here. But no, I would bet against Dwight moving. I don't think he moves.
All
right. So, got a player option for next year, $25 million, something like that. Guess is he declines that and goes to the free market with the increase in salary cap.
Yep, that's what I think why Houston wants to trade him, and yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he comes back to Houston.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think that's done. Your trading for Capella in a dynasty was not fair.
How come you didn't voice your anger there?
No, it's all good. I don't care. You get a good deal, you got a good deal. I mean, you know.
I'm still mad at the deal you got for, I don't remember now. You got Gordon Hayward and Jimmy Butler for not enough given up, I don't think.
Wiggins and Clarkson.
Yeah.
Yep. I was always scared of Butler and his injury issues.
Well, that was a good point. And then you dealt him right away.
Yeah. Oh, Reggie. We didn't talk about that part of that trade.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
No Jennings. Reggie should be unleashed like he was at the end of last year.
Reggie was already...
No, he was 30 minutes a game.
You think it goes back up to like 34?
That's what I'm hoping. That's when he was getting to those 10 assists a game last year.
Yeah, that should help. Maybe,
They are looking to get a backup point guard, though. So depending on how good of a backup point guard they get, that might eat into the minutes. But I'm guessing, I think Reggie gets unleashed now, finally.
I mean, I'm looking at his game log. 31, 33, 32, 32, 29. So, yeah, if that goes up to more like 34, 35, that'll help.
Yeah, that would, because right now he's like borderline top 50. I think that would easily throw him up into the conversation for a 40.
Yeah. That's a good
but
point.
Like, he was just sick last time out, wasn't he?
I'm not sure.
He missed last game and Jennings got like almost 30 minutes. I think he was sick.
He had the sniffies.
Yeah.
So we have to deal with a ton of noise during this time. But I remember seeing one thing that the Bulls are aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. And then last night I saw Bulls unlikely to trade Pau Gasol. And then over the night, Kings offer something for Pau Gasol.
Right. And then also Pau Gasol says he plans to sign an extension with the Bulls. So is he going to sign an extension with the team after they trade him away? Yeah, I'm guessing no. See, that's another one. I don't think they move him. Noah being down just crushes it. They can't afford to lose any more depth.
Yeah, especially, I mean, they've had so many injuries lately.
Yeah, and they're a playoff team. They're not playing for lottery balls or anything.
I've also seen some rumors that they're trying to shop Taj Gibson. It seemed like their asking price was too high, but if...
Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
If either one gets traded, how much are you going to love Bobby Portis?
Yeah, I know. As it stands, Portis is only getting 15 to 20 minutes with Taj there and starting... And Mirotić out. I think if Taj left, I think they would start Mirotić back at power forward and have Portis off the bench.
Well, Mirotić is still a good while away, though.
I think it's a couple of weeks. Yeah. I don't think it's too crazy. Is it appendectomy or something like that?
Yeah, but then he had like a hematoma or something. Where's our fantasy doctor, Slim? When is this going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for Uber to get me to the hospital, then I'll answer that question.
All right. We already pretty much talked the Carmelo Love trade scenarios our last show. I don't know if we need to read.
They're one or going anywhere.
Yeah.
Asking price for Love is absurd.
And then I saw Rudy Gay said he wants to be traded.
I'm shocked.
I'm guessing that they... wow, the Kings offered something for Pau Gasol, and Rudy Gay wasn't part of it. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if they're going to trade for... Wait, was Cousins a part of it? No.
McLemore, Kufis, and draft considerations for Pau Gasol and Tony Snow.
Okay, that would have to be like a top five pick or something, top 10.
Man, if that happened, though, and Tony Snell started on the Kings,
I don't think he starts on the Kings in that scenario.
Who would start? Bellinelli?
What are we talking about, the two?
I guess, yeah.
Well, I guess they could start him at the two, because Gay would start at the three.
What's if Gay isn't traded?
And then Collison would get a fair amount of shooting guard minutes.
Yeah, I saw something that Rondo said he would consider... He's thinking about maybe going to the Knicks next year. What if the Kings shock everyone and drop Rondo?
Rondo will not go to the Knicks as long as Phil Jackson is there. Rondo is the anti-triangle offense guy. It's not going to happen. You have to have your point guard as a three-point shooter in that offense.
Rondo can make like one out of every 15.
Yeah, okay. And that's about how many games they'll win.
I want to mention that did you see that the Kings, I don't even know his name, I don't care, but they fired an assistant coach of Carl, and Carl got really mad at it, and apparently they're firing him so they can bring in a defensive-minded assistant coach.
Okay, I think it'd be better to bring in defensive-minded players, but sure, a coach is a start.
I think they listened to this podcast and how I just ragged on the Kings.
Yeah. Play any player against them. You will win. Yeah, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Anything else for you? You know, I saw Kelly Olynyk had to get a second opinion on his shoulder.
That's, you know, Sullinger's owned everywhere anyway. Shouldn't be anything... Yeah. The other thing with Ryan Anderson is possibly Toronto is still up in the air.
Oh, that's true. Toronto wants to have a much better power forward position.
It's a big time trade if they can pull that off.
Yeah.
Man, it would get a whole lot better.
Yeah. The Jazz are probably going to trade Trey Burke. It sounds like the Burke-Lawson deal is kind of close.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who actually gets better here.
Probably both, to be honest. Oh, maybe Burke not as much, but Burke's minutes have been kind of low. Does Lawson start over your favorite point guard in the NBA, Raul Neto?
I don't know if that makes him a better team. I think I'd rather see Lawson come off the bench and give him, well, he got Alec Burks coming back soon, so maybe he's their sixth man. He's the scoring off the bench. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he probably would start.
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't, and, you know, he'd probably get a lot of minutes. He's probably, if he starts, you got to pick him up, right?
Yeah, you do, but my expectations are extremely low. It's not like he was ever any good in Houston. And that would be a extremely fast-paced Houston team that I thought fit what he did. Besides, you know, the ball always being in Harden's hand.
Would you trade or would you drop Patrick Beverley for Ty Lawson? If he's traded to the Jazz, sorry.
Well, so if we try to assume they're both going to get equal minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, I probably would. Mm-hmm. Beverly's kind of just a placeholder until you find a better point guard, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's unfortunate. He's one of my favorite players to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. So, sorry. I was buying some time there to get you.
Oh, you're reading something.
Yeah, I was. Any other trades you want to mention or news from this pretty low news past week?
Well, Terrence Jones is out again.
Yeah, concussion. They're saying he could be traded, but that's no change there.
He still got the Milwaukee thing. Don't know if that's getting blown up or not.
MCW is always on the trade market when, you know, he just any team he's ever on, he's always on the trade market.
Yeah, and they've said that there's been Monroe talk, Plumlee talk. I don't know. It's considering what they did last year by getting rid of Knight, they are capable of doing anything.
That's true. Trade Jason Kidd. Just trade him.
That'll happen. Trade him for what? Doc Rivers?
Yeah, Doc Rivers loves getting traded.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to bring in the other Rivers too, but...
Trade Jason Kidd and Greg Monroe for Doc Rivers and Blake Griffin.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I don't think Blake should be playing center on that team, but yeah, okay.
Blake would love it in not a major city like Milwaukee.
Blake's not going anywhere. He's a career Clipper.
Yeah. He might be a career killer by all the shenanigans he keeps doing.
Oh, he punched somebody in the face. They're friends.
We're like
just
brothers.
Made their relationship stronger, that's all.
All right, Slim, do you have theme show music ready today?
I can make some up.
Go for it.
That's like all I know, though.
Oh, good times. All right, I'm looking.
JB, come on down.
I high-fived so many people right there.
I know.
All right, Slim, last 30-day stats. I'm comparing two players that are right next to each other.
We're not counting the All-Star game.
No.
Okay. Or the slam dunk contest.
No. All right, player A, 11.7 points.
Okay.
7.3 boards.
Okay.
They're both centers. 2.4 assists.
Not bad.
1.5 steals.
That's a big number.
0.7 blocks.
That's unfortunate. It's got a Pachula, Zha Zha ring to it.
Not quite. Close, okay, though. Player B, 13.7 points.
Okay.
Two more points a game. 9.6 boards.
Okay.
Two more boards a game.
2.7. A lot of double-doubles.
2.7 assists. About the same.
Okay. Negligible.
One steal. Well,
yeah, still good.
Half a steal less. And 0.8 blocks, about the same. And the reason they're back-to-back is player B, 1.9 turnovers to only one turnover for player A.
All right, are you the one I'm killing your free throws?
Nope. Player A, 79.4% at 2.6 attempts a game. Player B, 76.3% at 4.9 free throws a game.
It's a fair amount of volume.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of boards. Player B could be Aaron Gordon.
No, not quite. It's a little higher end than Aaron Gordon, especially looking at the last 30 days, because Gordon was still getting in the role by then.
Okay. Yeah. They're kind of mediocre. I guess B... No, Russell. Not Russell. The other... Randall.
Randall's not doing those defensive stats at all.
Yep, it's too low scoring for someone like Okafor. That's tough. It's so mediocre.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. Player B has been awesome the last couple weeks.
Okay.
So, man, his numbers look better the past 2 weeks compared to the last month, but...
All right, are they both starters?
Yes.
Okay, there's a little bit of a delay there. I'm guessing not... they weren't starting the beginning of the year.
You're like a crime scene investigator.
Yeah, I got the 20 questions, right?
Yeah.
Is one of them bald?
Is one of them a vegetable?
I'm delayed because I have no idea. Oh, how about B is Sullinger?
No.
No, it's not him.
All right, another hint. Both are Western Conference.
Okay. It's nowhere near Gobert. He's been doing way too well.
Mm-hmm. So player B is only been starting these last couple weeks.
Okay. I'm assuming due to injury.
Kinda.
Oh. You said center, okay.
Oh, because he's kind of a power forward. He's listed at center. Yeah, that was kind of misleading.
Okay, well, Corey Brewer plays power forward.
It's not.
It's 1.5 steals, right?
It's not Corey Brewer.
Oh, man. You crushed me on this one.
Well, this is last 30 days, too, so that's always tough.
And I haven't watched basketball in like a week and a half.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, give it to me.
All right, so player B was Gorgie.
Okay. All right, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But
I expect slightly better free throw shooting out of him, but yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and like I said, he's been a little bit better lately, but I was shocked that the last 30 days, player A is Jokic, ranked 38th overall on Yahoo, and one ahead of Gorgie for the last 30 days.
Yeah, it's the last game out that made me not even think about him.
Yeah, only the last couple games, 25 and then 14 minutes and of not much, but... Before that, he was on a really good stretch.
Yeah, that 27-14 game, that didn't hurt.
Nope. A lot of steals.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of sub 50% shooting here.
Yeah, you should ask that. He's at 49% the last 30 days. Gorgie's at 60% from the field.
Okay. Yeah, I'm worried about Jokic, though. I do see his ownership is falling. I think people are starting to see Nurkic coming around.
Yeah, it's that and two bad games. People are very reactionary as well.
Yeah, well, he had a bad game against Detroit. I'm not terribly surprised.
Bad one at Brooklyn, too.
Yeah. And then before that, it was Rolo getting the best of him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I see that 5-steal outlier there.
Yeah.
Still, though, it's almost a steal per game, irregardless.
Yeah. He's been good.
Yeah, he's man, I can't wait till he plays power forward and Nurkic is the center.
Yeah.
Telling you, that lineup is going to be fun. And I'm going to love it when they play the Jazz. It's going to be a game and a half.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Slim, you got made look a little... Oh, my God. That was like the worst syntax ever. You got made look stupid.
Made look stupid, I did. Is that what you were going for?
Yeah, something like that. Looking at tonight's games, we got three on the slate. We've got the Jazz at the Wizards.
The makeup game.
Yep. We got the Bulls at the Cavs and the Spurs at the Clippers. And you filled me in there. The Wizards have three straight games right off the break. Wow.
Yeah, it's the only reason. Well, it's the main reason I haven't dropped Dudley in that one league.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. I hope Bradley Beal can survive.
Yeah, I'm scared about that.
Yeah. What else are you watching for tonight?
I mean, what time's the trade deadline? Like 3?
Yeah, so if Lawson's traded for, or if the, you know, Gasol happens, or if somehow that Love trade happens, there's going to be some pretty brutal lineups out there.
I mean, if Chicago traded Pau to Cleveland for Love, I mean, they could just walk across the court and exchange uniforms and everything's good.
It's like the end of a soccer game where they take off their jerseys.
Yeah.
it's like a pickup basketball game where you just change from shirt to skins real quick.
Yeah, I don't think we want that in the NBA.
Shirts and skins?
Yeah, no. I mean, for the most part, it'd be fine, but, you know, occasionally you get the Shaqs of the world, and yeah, it goes down here quick.
You want to know be another good one? Raymond Felton, yeah. A little roly-poly bouncing around out there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know what he would do without his garter keeping it in.
Without his Spanx under his jersey.
Yeah, I know.
What else do we got tonight? Spurs, Clippers. That should be a pretty good game.
No Blake Griffin still. It's tough.
Yeah, Spurs are really good.
Yeah. It's when you don't have a full team going against the Spurs, it's going to be a blowout. That's how it's been recently, I think.
Yeah. So if you can make daily moves, add your Wizards where you can. You got 3 days in a row of them. Let's do a 30-point challenge, Slim. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I apparently am not. Vamp for me for a second while I pull up the top 10 scores now.
Oh, there's almost nobody on that list. I wouldn't even worry about it. You got LeBron. That's it.
It's Jimmy Butler on there, but doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Let me double check here. Let everyone know.
Blake, he's out. So, yeah, it's just LeBron.
Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Westbrook, DeRozan, Brow, and Paul George. Blake and Jimmy Butler are both out now. So,
okay.
Wow, Isaiah Thomas is 13th in the league in scoring.
Yeah, an all-star on, what, a $4.5 million contract?
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, the Kings are so smart.
The Suns are so smart, too. Someone was like, you know, they bring in Knight, sign Bledsoe, they had Dragic. They had all of that and kept him longer than just holding Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. And Isaiah Thomas is... he's almost the only one playing. Because Dragic is playing now, but yeesh.
Yeah. Who you got for 30 tonight?
Well, I think I'm going to do this based off the Jazz trade happening. So let's assume they don't have a point guard. It's not going to be Nito, even though he'll probably get a ton of minutes if the trade happens. So I will go with... Who's shooting guard? I don't want Otto Porter covering, so give me Rodney Hood.
All right, that's where I thought you were going. I think I'm gonna stick in the same game. Pretty sure. I'm thinking about it. Yep, I'm gonna stick in the same game. I'll take John Wall.
All right.
So
he's been on a tear.
Yeah. And there's your point guard thing again. Just run Nito to the ground.
Yeah, and Wall will make him look silly, I'm sure.
So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. As always, make your 30-point challenge picks in the comments of this podcast. Get yourself on the board. Slim, I need a comeback. You're still up 4-2, but you've hit a slow streak here. You're cold.
Yeah, there was no way to. It had to fall off eventually.
You hit like three out of four. Yeah, that
when you get one right in the first like 2.5 months. And then get 3 in a row, 3 out of 4.
All right, Slim, it's the end of the week for us. What have you been seeing at the movies?
Oh, you know what we haven't talked about yet? We talked about Zoolander a bunch. But what about Deadpool?
I heard it was good. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Yeah, the ratings I've seen have all been really good. It's one of those comics that was always fun.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds, that's a good person for this role.
Yeah, so I know I'm copying another fantasy sports podcast, so sue me, whatever. But I started doing Fantasy Movie League. Have you ever done that? It's pretty fun.
No.
So it's like you pick 8 movies for your quote-unquote Cineplex or some crap like that. I don't know. And it's like, and each one has like a salary of like how much it costs you. And then you fill out your movie theater with the movies that are out that week.
Okay.
So Deadpool, after having such a good opener, it was like you can afford Deadpool and like 2 other tiny movies. Because it's like the only good movie out this weekend.
Yeah, I think you'd have to go with that. That's the Stars and Scrubs approach.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There you go. So, well, if you ever want to do a fantasy movie league, let me know. We could do a league. It'll be fun.
All right.
Since we talk movies already. I saw it finally on Sunday, on Valentine's Day. Took the lady to Revenant.
Yeah.
She was not
going there.
She was not the happiest.
No? What'd she think of it afterwards, though?
She didn't like it that much. Too violent.
Too violent. Okay. I mean, it was violent.
Yeah.
I don't know. The acting was superb.
Yeah, it was a really good movie. I liked it.
How do you like the very opening scene?
That was incredible. Was it a one shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
pretty
cool.
Opening credits, just the name of the movie, and then the loud noise of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it crushes in cinematography.
It should. It's interesting. These Mexican directors all doing one shots. Him and Cuarón, all loving to do their. Quran, whatever you say, all loving their long takes.
Somebody will correct you in the comments, I'm sure.
Oh, we never get names right.
I know. If I get one right, I apologize.
Best actor, Bajelica. Yeah, I actually thought Tom Hardy was the kind of, he didn't steal the show. I mean, Leo was great, but I really liked Tom Hardy in that. He was
great. I think he should win supporting for that one.
Yeah.
That's who I've got for there too. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's the movie of the year. Yeah. It's not the worst year for movies. I kind of knocked it earlier in the year, but there's some good ones out there.
Yeah, I love that there was a Tauntaun scene in Revenant too.
Tauntaun? What do you mean?
Tauntaun. When you think of a Tauntaun from Empire Strikes Back, what scene do you think about?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when it happened, I thought, oh, well, that's happened before.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a little more intense, I guess, than Luke Skywalker's scene, but...
It's true.
It was good.
You know, I didn't watch the credits all the way through, but I did not see a PETA message that no animals were harmed.
Wow. You think Leo really climbed into a... Okay.
They're going for accuracy.
Yes, they were successful, apparently. But no, I'm guessing that... it might have just been an actual Tauntaun. I mean, if it's not an animal from this planet, I don't think PETA applies.
That's a good point. Does PETA apply to aliens?
Yes, galaxy far, far away. I don't know.
PETA just threw a bucket of paint on this podcast.
Oh. How dare we disrespect the Tauntaun.
Anything else you've been watching?
My usual shows.
Yeah.
A lot of shows back now. You're Shameless. Billions? Billions is getting good. I'm enjoying that one quite a bit.
Alright, good to know.
X-Files is the deal.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you that we did finish Mad Men, and I did get closure. So
you did?
Yeah,
good.
So you didn't spoiler alert it. I'm happy with that.
No, of course not. Come on, you know better than that.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to give anything, but when he was with the hippies at the end of the show, I was like, wait a minute, where is this going? And then it ended, and you're like, oh, okay, I see where I was going.
Yeah.
So,
I guess, starting over kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so, and you can kind of take out of it, did he start over as... the same kind of cynical person by taking that idea and just, Or did he grow before having that idea, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm glad, oh, what's her name? I can't remember her name. But what's her name and the other guy? They did their thing at the end.
Peggy?
Yeah.
And the bearded hippie? I don't know his name.
Yeah. I was happy for him.
Yeah.
That's been going on for, you know, since the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Well, I think that's a good place to end the show there. A little office romance, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, our office romance is just like 6 or 7 dudes.
We need some female writers on Razzball Basketball. Apply now.
Yep, yep. I promise you won't get trolled like the rest of the internet.
One of my friends is in our REL baseball. And she's the, I told her she's the only girl in the 30 teamer. And she's like, shocker.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. I don't think Gray has ever said anything to his female audience without mentioning there's 2 of them.
Yep, exactly. We're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks again to No Halftime for helping with the show. And Slim, you know, we'll be back next week. I know you missed the afternoon shows, but this felt good. Doesn't it feel good to get a show done in the morning, you know, everyone can listen on their way to work. Doesn't that
feel... Yeah, yeah, no, it's not a bad way to start the day. I'll give you that.
All right. So,
but no, I mean, I'll be around, you know, at deadline time. It's going to be a slew of questions, I'm sure.
That's true. So, anyone with your trade questions, put them on this post. Unfortunately, due to my change in work hours, I can't do the same trade coverage we did last year. But I'm sure people will put comments on this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll put that in the description, too. Put all your trade questions, and we'll be following comments throughout the day. So.
Yeah, and the correct answer is no, you don't want to pick up PJ Hairston.
Oh, man, I already did. I used all my fab. Which is actually kind of a true statement, because I used fab on him in the first week in REL.
Yeah, and so did I, and so did somebody else, and there's probably going to be another one before the year is over.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week. And Slim, have yourself a good trade deadline. I hope you're not traded.
Oh, I hope not.
Take it easy, man.
Adios.